Elevator on Queen Rafi Space Podcast. Bandwidth is basically where I drag in family, friends, people I find absolutely interesting and just, you know, talk about a couple of things about them here and there. Today on this episode, I have a very interesting person, and the way that we met is also quite interesting. You know that I love to listen to radio programs, and I was listening to this radio program one day and I heard somebody say, I'm an anti-marriage counselor. I'm like, anti-marriage counselor. Wow, that's something new, because I am pro-marriage. So I just wanted to, you know, she spoke so well, so beautifully about what she believed in, and I just felt like this would be quite interesting to have on the podcast. So here she is. I'm going to bring her in and let her introduce herself. So please do us the honors of introducing yourself.
Hi people, my name is Cynthia and I'm an anti-marriage counselor. So basically what I do is I discourage singles from getting married, because I personally believe that marriage is a sham and that people shouldn't get married. So in a nutshell, that's who I am.
Okay, Cynthia, which is interesting. Your name is Cynthia. That is my closest friend's name. Her name is Cynthia as well.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is she married?
No. Funny enough, or should I say interesting enough, she kind of doesn't exactly believe in marriage. maybe he runs in the Cynthia clan, I wouldn't know.
Perhaps.
Okay, but let's get into a bit more interesting conversation. So how did you come to have this belief? Because I'm sure you didn't just wake up one day believing that marriage is a sham. So how did you get here?
Okay, I used to be a married woman. I was married at some point. Well, I mean, apart from my own personal experience, as a married woman, like when you're going through issues with your marriage, then there are a lot of married people, the women in particular, who come to you and try to advise you and give you reasons why you should stay in the marriage. They share their own experiences with you, which is like far worse than what you're going through. So it's always like, oh, if I'm going through this, then why do you think you should leave your home because of this minor thing? So it just made me realize that there are a lot of unhappy women in marriages, and they're just there and having this false belief that they're happy, but no, they're actually not happy. They're just deceiving you. I mean, the single people out there.
So it's basically from like a personal experience. You just felt like, man, if I'm going through this and people are sharing more terrible stories, why am I even here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, before they shared their own stories in marriage, it made up my mind that I was going to leave my house. It wasn't a happy place to be. But yes, that's what I'm saying. Apart from my own personal experience, based on what other married women have shared with me, I know that, man, they're really going through a lot in marriages.
Okay. So I would love to say this, right? Even though I feel like this, or you might say, this is not a stupid question, but I really want to ask, do you honestly believe that you're way happier now than when you were married?
Hey, is that a question?
That's what I said. Some people might say, oh, why are you asking her this? Isn't it obvious?
Of course, I'm way, way happier, and single ladies are happier than married women.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that?
Because there's no happiness in marriage.
Okay.
Really. The only thing you find there is misery.
All right. Let me not even push that further.
You just try to cope with the misery. That's what most married women do in Nigeria.
Okay. All right. Some people might say, now that she's saying she's, you know, anti-marriage and everything, does that also equate to you being anti-men or anti-men?
No, not at all. Like, I always say, I believe in love. I believe in a happy relationship. I prefer relationship to marriages, because when you're in a relationship, you're happier than when you're in a marriage. So, no, I'm not against love. I'm not against people being in a relationship. I'm not against you having a boyfriend or girlfriend or having a partner. I think that what we need to do is get long-time partners instead of having husbands. That's my belief.
Is it because you feel like as soon as we put the marriage clause on it, like people stop trying to make their partners happy?
Yes, exactly. Like once it just gets to the marriage bit, everybody changes. The men start feeling as if they are God and they just start acting, they're untouchable.
Okay.
But it's different when you're dating than when you're married. And a lot of them would actually say, so most of these married men say, oh, boyfriend and girlfriend is different from husband and wife. But I don't see any reason why you should change from how you were in a relationship if both of you were happy with each other. So why do you now need to get married and be a different person entirely?
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this is like a function of, you know, the society feeling like marriage has a different set of rules as regards to relationship having, you know, a different set of rules?
Mm-hmm. I guess it could be that way. At the same time, it's also because of how women have portrayed marriages to be, and then they make these men feel like as if they are doing them a great favor, you know, by marrying them. And then the men start feeling like, oh, I've done you a great favor. The only thing you ever wanted in your life was to become a wife. So now I've made you a wife. What more do you want from me? Like, I can't give you more than that title. So they don't really put in any effort to make you happy as a wife.
I'm trying to see how this goes, because it's like okay, so I already own something, why do I need to do anything to maintain it?
Exactly. It's just how it is. Like, oh, you see something, you want it so bad, you're saving up to buy it, and then when you have it, you're just looking at it like, oh, okay, it's already in my possession, so you don't really do anything to maintain it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I know that, you know, we've spoken so much about how some marriages, because I don't want to say all, there'll still be at least a couple of marriages that are happy. Some marriages are disastrous, and you have said, singles, please just keep doing your relationship and stuff. But what would you say to somebody that says, you know what, I've heard everything you said, Cynthia, but I still want to get married and I intend to have a happy marriage regardless? What's the advice? What was the one thing you would tell the person? Okay, if you really want to have this marriage and you want to be successful, this is the one thing you have to do. What would you say to them?
Well, I'll just wish them the best. I don't believe in marriage, so I'm not going to say, oh, this is what you should do.
So you're not going to have any advice to say, okay, if you really want
to, yeah, go in and try it. Immediately feel like you're unhappy and you're not in a happy marriage, then walk out. Don't stay there and remain unhappy, you know. That's really advice I would give them. I don't think I'll be able to do this in order to make the marriage work, because different things work for different people. So just go in there and be yourself, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I think
I don't
think
it's married, so I'm not even going to really give any marriage advice.
I think that works. It works in the sense that you say go in there and be yourself. I mean, I feel like that's an advice, because like, go in there and be yourself, and as soon as you don't feel like yourself, since you are the anti-marriage counselor, you're like, pack your bags and go.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think that you would ever get to a point where you change your mind about marriages?
Never, ever, ever.
Not even if, you know, say for example, Dangote was to say, Cynthia, I want you to be my missus, and I'm going to give you this amount of money.
Okay. For that reason, yes.
Yeah.
I might change my mind for that one. If there are like billions involved or millions, maybe someone is offering me a particular amount of money, and I know that when you misbehave, I'll just carry the money and go. Maybe then I might consider it. Yeah, but not for the sake of love or hoping that the marriage would last or be a happy one, because I don't believe in marriage anymore.
Okay. I'm here. I wanted to say this, but I grew up in the kind of house where it was like, if you did not get married, your life wasn't going to be fine. And that wasn't because my parents were saying it. It was because they were acting it out in their lives. Like, my parents are so in love with themselves, it's irritating. I don't know if you've seen people who love themselves to a point where you as their child is irritating you, because they're like, what is this? Is this love that you're taking this, you know? That's kind of how I grew up in, and that's kind of experience that I had, and I just felt like I have to find this ultimate love. I have to find, you know, this love for myself. I have to find this marriage for myself. Not exactly marriage, but this love for myself. So I would like to ask that if you had a different experience, do you think that you'd be on a different fence?
Personally, yes. If my own experience was different, yeah, I probably would be on a different path and making people believe that, yeah, there are happy marriages out there. But in terms of like my family, growing up with my mom and dad, they didn't really have that perfect marriage. Well, I didn't look at them and think, oh, because their marriage is not perfect, I don't want to get married.
Yeah.
You understand? Even with their imperfections, I still wanted to get married, and I just always thought, oh, I'll do this differently. Like people will say on social media, my marriage will last and children, and mine will be perfect. So yeah, I mean, no matter what, I saw my parents go through, because they didn't have a good marriage, but I still believe that, well, I was going to get married and, you know, I'll have a happy home. But I mean, getting married and realizing that it's not really as it is, you know.
This has been quite interesting, and you know, you have to follow her on Instagram as anti-marriage counselor. I think is that handle, am I getting it right?
The anti-marriage counselor.
Yes, yes. The anti-marriage counselor. See, Cynthia posts the most funny. I think they are funny because, I mean, I am a pro-marriage person, but if you are anti-marriage, trust me, you need to be on her page, because she gives you a lot of slogans that you can dwell on. And she's also still really beautiful. So even if you're not going there to check up on this on the videos, you can check up on how beautiful she is.
Aww, thank you.
Yes, you
so
are
much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for agreeing to do this. This has been quite interesting. I really wish I could wave the magic wand and bring you to the pro marriage side, but I don't want to do that because I know that people have different experiences, and the fact that we have different variety of people believing in different stuff is what makes the world a happy place. So I'm just going to say, I wish you a really beautiful life of happiness in whichever form that you want to find it, provided it's not hurting anybody.
Thank you so much.
I wish you that, and I thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I know that if I run and beg you one day, you jump on. So just let, could you just give your Instagram handle again, and what would you say to your fellow anti-marriage people?
Okay, so my Instagram handle is The Anti-Marriage Counselor, and to my fellow anti-marriage people, just stay choicefully single, religiously single, and happily single. Like, you will not die if you don't get married. So there's no joy in marriage anyway, so there's nothing for you to feel bad about if you're not married.
Okay, thank you so much, Cynthia. This has been really, really amazing. Thank you for being such an amazing guest. And this is how we come to the end of Bounce With Episode 7 with Cynthia, the anti-marriage counselor. She is, I don't know what to say because I don't have the words, but she's resolved in her belief. And if you're also anti-marriage, please, could you just send me an email on my email address, creatingraffispacepodcast@gmail.com. I want to know how you got to that point, and maybe we could just have a part 2 of you being on the podcast.